I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you, Eldon Taylor with us. We'll take calls with Eldon next hour. Tell you a little bit more about that later. Eldon, I'm going to sound a little bit like I'm from the Beverly Hillbillies, but what do you mean by youngin'?
You know, George, I when I look at everything, I look at the expectation that people have about aging, how it's sold to us in all of the ads that we see on TV and mirrored very often, and how people look and behave as they get older. We think of aging and we think, you know, cognitive difficulties, deficiencies develop, you know, bad joints, maybe knee replacements, this whole list of images that come to mind when you speak of aging. The problem is, and a bit of a digression here, we know that life expectancy recently has decreased in America,
which is unprecedented.
It's right, and especially for a modern society such as our own, when it's extending in other societies like ours. So when you look at that, you have to ask why. Well, you know, I think the biggest reason is because our society, our medical institution, they do two things. They sell you sickness. I watched the Republican debate last night, okay?
Not intriguing, by the way.
3 in 4 of the commercials were sickness commercials.
Yes.
You know, I don't watch television typically, so I'm not accustomed to seeing. I mean, you are just overwhelmed by that.
And what about the disclaimers?
The healthcare system fixes illness. It doesn't teach us wellness. So it's all our entire system is about sickness, George. We need a word that reverses that. Instead of aging, we need younging, because we have solid evidence that being young, not just stay young in the mind, which is very helpful, that's important, but you can literally young your physiology. You literally can look younger, walk younger, stand taller, sit more erect, have more strength. You literally can reverse that aging process. So I coined the word. I mean, we just simply need the opposite of aging. How about younging? And that's how I refer to it.
Now, you say we're programmed to age. Explain that.
Yeah, well, the programming happens when we're very young. In fact, it happens so consistently that I've got a son turning 30 this year, and he doesn't even want to celebrate his birthday. It's horrible. He's over the hill at 30.
He's done with that.
Perception. Yeah. You think about how and where we get these perceptions. And again, we can go to the media. We are inundated with products that are designed to tell us we're going to get old, but there's a fix for us. You know, we can get some Botox, or we can have a knee replacement, or we can have, you know, skin graft. And when we see older people, we're typically shown those people that have not aged well. In the year 2000, celebrating that year, turning the calendar, 1999 to 2000, New Year's Eve, I happened to catch a program on centenarians, people who had been around longer than the century. They were over 100 years old.
There's a few out there.
And you know, this program focused on the healthier ones. I saw 100-year-old men playing tennis and playing it hard and looking like they were maybe 70 at the most, 60, I would say, at that time.
It's amazing. You keep busy.
What we don't see is the healthy side of aging. That's not presented to us.
Not until you find one who's 106 and then they illustrate him. But you're absolutely right. But I have found that you keep active, you stay younger. You keep your brain fresh. Do you agree?
That's absolutely right. You know, I'm in my office every morning around 8:30. Usually go home, work out. I've got a gym in my own home, so I usually, you know, head over to the house somewhere between 4 and 5. But I'll put a full day in, and I'm still reading the latest literature, creating new things. I mean, since that cardiac, I've written 7 books, done I don't know how many videos and audio programs. Stay creative, stay involved, and the gratitude. Come back to that. You mentioned that several times. It is a magic bullet. In fact, I think it's so important that, George, you know, in honor of you, your show, bringing me on to talk about this, anybody, all of our listeners, can simply go to my website, eldentaylor.com. There's a banner on that page that is in honor of George Nuri. They click on that. They can get their own free gratitude attitude program. Download it and work with it. But I'll tell you what happens. When you have gratitude, you change the neurochemistry and the physiology of your own body. You know, you've heard me say this before. The body has basically, like a government, analogous to a government, 3 systems, you know, the endocrine, the immune, and the autonomic nervous system, and 2 programs they run on. They run on defense, or they run on growth.
That's right.
If we have stress in our body, if we're looking at life, it sucks, and then you die. If we're, oh my goodness, another day, do you know what's happening in the world? The interest rates are crazy. I can't afford to buy a house. You know, the poor Palestinians, that, you know, anything you want to pick. Where people are generally in their lives when you turn on the news, that is poison to you. If you look at life, on the other hand, with that positive attitude, that thank you, thank you, thank you, here's a little trick. I start every morning with thank you, thank you, thank you, and I put a big Cheshire smile on my mouth. What happens when you do that is you release endorphins. Those endorphins bathe the body. That's the body's natural opiates. And the body says, oh, I do feel good. And the thank you, and it doesn't matter what you're saying to or who you're saying it to, the thank you sets you up with a different expectation. It's a positive expectation. That's an immune booster. That strengthens the autonomic and the endocrine. that, for all intent and purposes, is a magic bullet to extending your life. I'll tell you another one that I do that is very powerful.
And that's a great idea, Bob.
Laughter. Laughter has been shown in study after study to extend your life.
Huge. Okay?
Every morning, when I first come into my office, I find something funny. It might be a story, it might be a joke, it might be a meme, a picture, something. And that's what goes on my social networking pages. First thing every day. It sets humor up. I laugh at it, and I think those people that follow me, they get a kick out of it too. Okay?
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, the story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
What happens to people, Eldon, who wake up depressed, crying, and upset every morning?
Well, they actually exacerbate the aging process. Worst of all, they reduce their immune system. The opposite of that is an immunology, if you will, an antidote to aging and illness. The research shows clearly that depression will not just age you, it leads to disease, early onset heart failure, a host of conditions that are unhealthy for you. So the practical side of everything says We want to turn our life around. I'll tell you what else, George. One of the things that I talk about in spirituality, questioning spirituality, is the pragmatic side of what you get out of being spiritual. And among those pragmatics is you'll live longer, you'll be happier, you'll be healthier, you'll be more likely to be monogamous, happy in your relationships. In other words, life will be better. Humor, gratitude, forgiveness. Forgiveness is another big one, George. You know, when we ran that double-blind study at the Utah State Prison on utilizing the InterTalk technology to change the way the inmates talk to themselves, we went specifically after trying to create self-responsibility. Because when you talk to these inmates, what you learned was they displaced the responsibility. They blamed everything on somebody else. That's what happens to a lot of people. You don't have to be a criminal to realize that life sucks because you're allowing it to suck. It's not because somebody did something to you. It's how you responded to the stimuli. You could respond differently and have a better life as a result. All right. So in that study at the Utah State Prison, we incorporated three messages. I forgive myself. I forgive all others. I am forgiven. When I first proposed this, there was some feedback from custodial people that they didn't think that was maybe the best idea. Maybe they'd, you know, actually go out and recommit if they forgave. They had a clean slate. But that didn't happen. What happens when you do that is you eliminate your ability to blame. There's nobody to blame now. You take responsibility yourself. And that's actually really empowering. So that step in forgiveness empowers an individual. And that too becomes one of those ways that we reframe this dialogue we have, this self-talk we have, this set of beliefs that it's inside the head that's so automatic in order to gain free will, in order to gain happiness. And then free will is another issue. Hey, look, when you look at all of the data today, it's pretty overwhelming. Libet with his multicranial, which you and I have talked about before, back in the 50s said, there's no such thing as free will. We have activity in the unconscious before there is a conscious decision to move. Haynes comes along and he uses functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI. And he discovers that his technicians can determine what you're going to do within 6 to 10 seconds before you consciously make the decision to do it. All right. Libet's looking at hundreds of millions of neurons. Haynes, quite a few, you know, a fraction of that. But now Freud has done some work using electrodes in the brain. And he's looking at single neurons. And the single neurons are giving us correlation. That data says that whatever you're going to do, that decision is made in your mind before you're consciously aware of it up to 10 seconds in advance. We run on an automatic robot. This automaticity that's coming out of our mind, that automaticity is something we have to discover if we have any free will. Otherwise, it's an illusion.
How important is happiness to the scheme of things?
Well, you know, happiness is absolutely of essence. These things that we're talking about are all designed to produce happiness. If I'm not happy, I am going to be on that scale that you spoke about, you know, depression, nervousness, anxiety, stress, general unhappiness. And again, those That's the opposite of where we want to be if we want to live a long, healthy life.
Interesting. Is there any science that backs any of this up?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of it. In fact, I told you about Langer's study. There's a series of studies. A study that was conducted at Harvard University using a flight simulator, two groups of people. A group put on flight suits and pretended to be Air Force pilots while guiding a simulated flight. And they performed 40% better in vision tests afterwards compared to the group that was in a broken simulator and just pretending to fly a plane. Another study out of Harvard, in this particular group, healthy subjects watched videos of people coughing and sneezing. Here, come back to what I said about selling sickness in TV ads.
Yeah.
All right, these people that watched this video were told to just pretend that they had colds. When this was done, the study was done, 40% of those in the test group reported they had cold symptoms compared to 10% that was in a control group just told to pretend without this video. And what's most important, using their saliva, they had elevated immune system response. So it wasn't just, yeah, I have this cold symptom, I think, because I've been pretending to have it. It was indeed an elevated response in the body, a nocebo effect, if you will.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more, only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.